Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mama of the girls. And this one right here is very important, very informative, could be triggering to those who have dealt with any SA or RAPE. So if you are not prepared to listen to this, if you are not ready, if you haven't talked to your child about this, or you're not ready to visit it, please skip this episode. Please check with us next week to see what the new episode is. But I know there's a lot of parents who do not know how to have this conversation, maybe had their own experiences with this topic, and I just want to give some researched info on how you can be more knowledgeable about what this is, how to prevent it, how to talk to your kids about it. Okay? This is Cozy Womb Podcast. It's all love. I consider everyone, men, women, teens, LGBT community, and I don't want anyone to feel shamed. I don't want anyone to feel violated, but this is a very important topic. And because I'm having a season on tweens and teens, and more so than not, this subject is because people take advantage of young people. And this season is about young people. I want to make sure these people are informed. There are a lot of young people and older people who do not know what consists of RAPE. They've had an experience. They don't know how to put a name on it. They know they did not want to have this experience, but it happened. But they are not calling it what it is. And I want to give people clarification on maybe those experiences, on what actually happened to them. Because sometimes traumatic things happen to us and we don't know how to put a name to it. And hopefully in this episode, I can help you put a name to what your experience is called. Okay? Also, before we get started, I would like to give the number for the National Sexual Assault Hotline, which is 24/7. It is 1-800-656-4673. That is 1-800-656-4673. So if you think you are a victim, or you think your experience is regarding this, please call. Any time of the day, any time of the night, please call and get all the help that you need. Because some people do not have a support system. Some people do not have family to help them through this process. And you might be listening to this show. Again, this is Cozy Womb Podcast. This is season 20 about tweens and teens. But maybe I might help some older folks too. Okay? So, the topic is, what is RAPE? Okay. And when I say what is RAPE, I'm talking about rape. Rape is when anyone doesn't or change their mind and says no to having sex. They didn't give consent for it to happen, or maybe they said yes and changed their mind and wanted you to stop, and the person did not stop. Rape is very much considered sexual violence, and it is a crime, okay? If you had to perform or do any sexual acts because of intimidation, force, or you were threatened, or you were unconscious, that is considered rape, because you cannot legally say, yes, I want to do this. You cannot legally say, yes, please do that. That is okay. Right? And a lot of people think this won't ever happen to them, or this could never happen to them. And the reality is, anyone can be raped. Okay, there are some people who are raped in their homes. There are some people who are raped on their way to go home. There are some people who are raped while in college. There are some people who are raped walking the same way they walk from school into school. There are some people who are around the same group of friends for the past 6 to 7 months, and you always go over the house, so that's not strange. You always are around these people, so that's not strange. And then one thing leads to the next, and someone in that friend group violates you, but you don't think that it violated you, because why would they do that? We're always hanging around. And that's another form of rape, where people try to befriend you, get close to you. You become acquaintances, you hang out a lot, and they just think, oh, if I do this, no one will think that this really happened because this person is always here or they're always hanging around, and they would look at them like a liar. So people in friend circles will seek sometimes and take advantage of you, so you always have to be on alert. You always have to be, you know, focus and self-aware and aware of your surroundings and aware of who's in the room and aware of who's leaving the room, right? So all of these things we want to teach our kids, and I want them to be comfortable with having a conversation about this, because I think the first disconnect from kids talking to their parents or talking to their family about rape is the fact that it's just one of those things nobody wants to talk about. So automatically you feel some shame about the topic. And the reality is, if I wanted to talk about the banana on the counter, I should be able to talk about rape. I should be able to ask questions about rape. It shouldn't be making anyone cringe or feel uncomfortable in a room. Now, if you are in a work setting, it might not be appropriate. If you are in a group chat with young kids, older kids, it might not be appropriate. If you're on a school bus, it might not be appropriate. If you are at the dinner table at your friend's house, it might not be appropriate. Okay, there are certain times, certain places where you should not talk about this. But if you are at home with your parents and you have questions about this, you should feel comfortable enough to talk to your parents, and your parents should feel comfortable enough to explain things to you, to give you answers. And if they do not know the answers, to sit as a team, as a family, and Google these answers. Because when it comes to rape, every state is different, and you need to know the laws and the rules in that state. Okay? Rape didn't become a crime until the 11th and 12th century. So if you think about that, the act of rape, what leads up to rape, and the shame of rape has been around for a very long time. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people who feel like what was done to someone is not rape. They're married. How could it be rape? But the truth is, even if you are married, you could be raped. Even if you are friends, you could be raped. Even if that's a parent, in some cases, you could be raped. If that's a sibling, you could be raped. If that's an uncle, an aunt, so on and so on. People can rape other people despite the relationship, despite the titles, okay? The most common kind of rape is acquaintance rape. Someone you like, someone who is cool with you, someone who is familiar with you, violating you, touching your body, putting things in your body, putting body parts in your body, and you did not want that to happen, that is considered rape. Okay? Someone putting something in your drink or something in your food to make you not be aware of your surroundings, to make you not be alert of your body and what's happening around you, in order to take control of your body, do things to your body that you cannot consent to, is considered assault and rape. Okay? It doesn't matter if you're in a room and everybody's drinking. If somebody puts something that you did not ask to be in your drink, where you cannot make good choices, conscious choices about what you want to do with your body, that is considered assault and rape. Okay, you were drugged and you were raped. Okay, that's why it's very important to be aware of who you call your friends, be aware of whose houses you go to, whose parties you go to, whose after hour get-togethers you go to. Sometimes I believe even if you go on a date, give your friends your location and maybe go to your friend's house and get picked up from a friend's house or another family member's house, so that person you're going on a date on with, that you're still trying to get to know, does not know your real address, does not follow you to your door, does not say, oh, my phone died, can I charge my phone here before I leave real quick? Because that's tried. Can I use your bathroom before I go home real quick? Because that's tried. Okay? You want to leave the light on outside when you go on a date. You want to meet in a well-lit parking lot. You want to park where there's lights. You want to know where the nearest gas station is, preferably a QT, because that's a safe haven for people who are missing, kidnapped, or have an emergency and they need to get somewhere safe. You have to be aware of your surroundings. It's just not smart to have anyone be able to know where you live. It's not smart to have anyone be able to come to your apartment, come to your place, meet your kids, sleep over your house, have a bunch of parties at your house, be very much distracted, walk to your car alone at night. You know, a lot of teenagers, they might work night jobs after school, and it's very important that even if you walk to work, see if someone like a manager or another person that you work with can drop you off. Do they wait outside for you to get in? Do you text them, I'm inside? You know? Is someone at home aware that someone's taking you home? Walking late at night by yourself is not smart. I don't care if you're a boy or a girl. Okay? Sex trafficking, especially in Georgia, especially in Atlanta, is real. Sex trafficking in Texas is real. Sex trafficking in Louisiana, New Mexico is real. Sex trafficking in Florida is real. DC, New York, Philadelphia, Arizona, California. You know? It's very much real. It's very much real, and we have to prepare our kids. People who hold in a lot of hostility, power, anger, or mentally struggling may rape other people. I'm not saying for sure, but more than likely, if someone's dealing with something and they're hurt, and the way that they deal with that is by exerting aggression, they could be someone who would rape. So you have to be mindful of people around you. To me, rape is ruthless, abrasive, pathetic, and it's an empty act. It's an empty act because there's nothing fulfilling about forcing someone to do something they don't want to do. There's nothing fulfilling about abusing your power to make someone do something they don't want to do. There's nothing fulfilling about taking over someone's body when you know they would never allow it if they were fully functioning without being drugged or under the influence of alcohol. It is a very much an empty act. So when you think about it that way, the fact that it's done so much is very much heartbreaking. Sometimes it's done by somebody you truly cared about. You truly care about still, but you just can't understand why this person would do that to you. So before I go any further, I want to talk about what is considered rape. Incest, meaning you're related to someone who rapes you, who violates your body. Partner rape, meaning that's your boyfriend, that's your girlfriend, that's your husband, that's your wife, but they threaten you in order to have sex with you. They coerce you to, if you don't do this, I'm not going to do this. So they make you say yes. Or they threaten to tell something or hold something against you. It can happen. Acquaintance rape, we talked about that. Someone you know, maybe a friend, maybe somebody you go to school with, maybe your professor, maybe your babysitter. Aggravated rape, more likely can come from a stranger or that popular person at the school that no one would ever believe that would do something like this. So they have like this ego trip where they feel like they can do what they want. They'll get away with it. It's still rape. I don't care how popular you are, how many people like you, what your grades are, it's still rape. Okay? A person can be very, very, very rich, be able to have whoever they want in their lives, go wherever they want to go, and they might still rape. A person who can be married and would still rape another person. So all of those things in life has nothing to do with stopping someone from doing an act like this. Hate crimes sometimes end up in them raping and violating someone. The minimum age to consent depends on the state that you're in. Every state in the United States has a different age of consent when it comes to sexual acts. Even if a child or teen says yes to having sex, it is considered rape because adolescents cannot legally consent. Okay? Slurred speech, stumbling, needing help to walk, not understanding where you are or what day it is or what your name is, those are not characteristics of a person who can consent to having sex. So if someone is trying to have sex with a person like that, that is considered rape. Because if I don't know who I am, if I don't know where I am, and I can't walk without help, then I can't tell you yes to what you want to do to my body. I can't speak up for myself. I can't defend myself. Because I am not my 100% best self right now. I am under the influence of something. You cannot consent to sex incapacitated, passing out, you know, wanting to sleep, confused about where you are, confused about what's going on. Okay. And ladies and men, be very mindful that, yes, we live in a very much a digital era where most people don't take taxis anymore. I can guarantee you if somebody's in a taxi, they're probably elderly. They're probably from another country, or they don't have a smartphone. Most people with smartphones take Uber or Lyft. Even if you take a Uber or Lyft, you get that Lyft, take a picture of that screenshot, send it to 5 friends, let people know where your location is, be mindful of when you get in the car, stay near a door, keep your eye on that driver, make sure they're going the right way of where you need to go, because some of them will take a detour and make you feel like you're crazy. Okay? Especially ladies, especially the fact that, you know, it's a cold season, so we carry less as far as like what we can have in our hands. We might carry one bag, we might have a coat, something heavier to slow us down, boots. Make sure you're wearing something that you're comfortable in. But if you needed to run in it, you can. If you needed to defend yourself, you have something. Okay? And it is self-care for men and women to take a self-defense class. Men and women should take it. When the girls get about, let's see, Anya's 10 now. I want to say next year, and Ari's going to be 8. I'll take them to a self-defense class so they can learn how to defend themselves against someone trying to pick them up, someone trying to touch them, someone trying to hurt them. Because you can't take weapons everywhere. You can't take, you know, certain versions of protection everywhere, but you should know how to defend yourself against someone who's trying to hurt you, who's trying to violate you. Okay? The act where boundaries are crossed and you are sexually violated can be considered rape. It could be with an object. It can be with a body part. It could be with anything inserted in your body that you did not want to be inserted in your body and you could not defend yourself. That is considered rape. And you can say no in the middle of an act. Maybe at one point you did say, yes, I want to do this. And then you said no. Someone should not be holding you down, should not be forcing you when you say no. If you push against someone and they're pushing back against you and they're inserting something into your body, that is considered rape. It could be a friend you know for the last 10 years. We went to kindergarten together and now we're in high school. And I don't think what happened last night is what happened. You know, you were drinking. I think you're overreacting. They'll make you feel like you're bugging out. But if you feel like you are violated, you need to talk to someone to make sure. Okay? Because some people are so triggered and violated to the point where in their mind, they'll block out what happened for the sake of pushing forward and going about their day. Okay? And I will say this, when you are violated, that stays with you forever. You may learn how to cope with it. You may learn how to now talk about it a bit better. But when you are violated as a man or as a woman, that stays in your mind forever. It stays in your body's memory. And the way that you treat people, the way that you act around people, the way that you trust people is completely different. The way that you see people is completely different. Okay? And coerced consent is when someone keeps asking you, keeps initiating sexual acts on you, and you keep saying no. You said no today earlier. You said no in the middle of the day. You're at the party. You said no when you came in. You said no 15 minutes ago, and they keep pushing, and eventually you say yes. because you're cornered or you're in a room or they locked you in a bathroom and it's just you and them. That is coerced consent, meaning you did not want to, but they coerced you into saying yes. That is also considered a certain type of rape. And in the show notes, I will put a few links that people can research if you need to research and look into this, but every state is different. It is very important for you to know your state facts when it comes to rape, when it comes to sexual assault. It is very important for you to talk to your teens and your tweens about what is important to do after you've been violated, especially when it comes to evidence. You know, I know when you feel violated or somebody wrongs you, you want to just fix it right away. You want to get cleaned up, but you should not take a shower. You should not clean your nails. You should not wash your hair. You should not put creams and chemicals over marks and things because that's considered evidence. Your body is now evidence. Everything on your body is now evidence. Every scratch, every mark where this person's skin may have touched yours, where this person's skin may have touched your clothes. It's very important. It's very important if you are being violated that you find a part of this person's skin and you scratch them or you get some of their DNA somewhere on your body so it can be used. Okay, but to continue on this whole rape conversation, people who struggle with low self-esteem or who want to overtake others may rape other people. Even people who have been raped over a period of time are more likely to continue that act on other people. It sounds like, why would they do that? But it's more so of like, sometimes people feel like someone did this to me. So in order to get this bad feeling that I'm feeling, I'm going to do it to someone. Same thing with people who molest other people. More than likely, someone violated them as a child or violated them in private or violated them for years, and they go ahead and violate others. When I was younger, I was violated repeatedly by someone who was violated. So the way that I raise my kids is very much, I want to know who's around. I want to know who's in the house. I want to know who's going to be at the party. I want to know where my kids are, whatever room they're in. I want the door open. Like, I don't like to leave any room of questioning. I don't like my kids being overly friendly with people I don't know. I don't force them to give people hugs. They don't do a lot of sleepovers just because my goal is to make sure that my kids have a full childhood. And when I say a full childhood, meaning I want them to be in a child's mindset as long as it's appropriate. So if I feel like they shouldn't be doing any sexual acts at their age, I want to keep them far away from people who feel like sexual acts should be happening. Okay? Predators are all around us. People who haven't been labeled predators yet are around us. People who think, but no. Okay, they're questionable too. There are people who love when your kids are in skirts. There are people who love when your kids wear earrings. There are people who love when your kids put on fake nails. There are people who love when your kids put on makeup. There are people who love when your kid has their hair in pigtails and is wearing a children's uniform. It's not an excuse. There are people right now trying to make the fact that they're attracted to kids sexually and want to have a romantic relationship with kids.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Zaxby's just out Philly the Philly again. The Zaxby's Chicken Philly is back with garlic aioli, sautéed peppers and onions, decadent melty cheese, and your choice of Zaxby's signature crispy chicken fingers or delicious grilled chicken. But it's only back for a limited time, so enjoy it while you can. No pressure. It's just the greatest sandwich of all time on a ticking clock. Order the Chicken Philly today. Who's got the sauce? Zaxby's.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Asexual orientation. Okay, so this is real. But because I'm talking for the prevention of kids dealing with this, I have to talk more from that side of things. But this happens to adults, this happens to teenagers, this happens to young kids, sometimes as young as 4 to babies 5. But when it gets to age 6 to 13, 13 to 20, you have to get more in detail of what this is, how would you know that you were violated, what you should do, who you should talk to. Because people love to befriend kids, young adults, and then when they feel like, okay, I did enough for the friend thing, they should be comfortable enough to sit right here with me. They should be comfortable enough to come into my house. They should be comfortable enough to stay here while their mom is at work, while their dad is at work. They should feel comfortable enough to have me as their babysitter because I've been around the family for years. Women rape and men rape. So this is not one-sided. I feel like there are more women that get a slap on the wrist when it comes to violating young kids than men do. I believe our court system and justice system is very sexist when it comes to violating children. I believe they give more time in prison to people who hurt animals than they do people who hurt human beings, especially young children. I believe that they're too lenient. But when you have a justice system, quote unquote, where you have judges, sheriffs, people in military, people in politics who are mothers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, leaders of a community, buying child porn, assaulting children, teachers, professors. What type of justice are we going to get when the people who are in positions to provide the justice are doing an injustice? How harsh do you think these crimes are going to be against children when they're going to leave their podium and go in the back and watch some child porn or purchase a child or, you know, you just, it's just, there are some negative things in this world and there are some positive things in this world. And the thing is, we can't have the positives without the negatives and we can't have the negatives without the positives, but you must always stay self-aware. You must always be aware of who's around your kids. You must always check in with your kids. You must always know emotionally where they're at, mentally where they're at. Have they been violated? Why haven't you had the conversation? Do they know what being violated is? Do they know what that looks like? Control is a whole power trip many people struggle with. And when many people can't get control over a person, they violate a person. Okay? And violating people because you have a control issue or you have a power trip issue is not, that's not cool to do. Okay? So a lot of people might ask, how do you avoid being raped? You become more self-aware. But even if you're self-aware, there's a possibility that you can still be raped. I mean, how do you know everything that you were told will work on that one incident that might happen to you? Okay? What are signs that you've been raped? Talk to your kids about that. What are the do's and the don'ts when you are raped? So for me, the do's that I will say to do if you think you were raped is call a parent, call 911, keep your clothes on, and take pictures. Okay? The don'ts if you think you were raped is do not take a shower. Do not change clothes. Do not hide it. Do not keep it a secret. Because for the longest time, once I knew to myself that I was being violated by someone, I felt like I had to carry around a secret. I had to carry around this pressure backpack of, I can't tell this person because it's going to make them depressed or angry or upset. And I don't want them to deal with being angry and upset somebody that I cared about. I can't tell this person because they have this type of relationship. So I might ruin that relationship with them and they might feel mad at me if I tell them. I can't tell this person's wife because I don't know this person's wife. But because they might have this person around kids, I do want them to feel informed and just feeling guilty that what if I'm not helping the people that this person might come across? What if I'm not helping to prevent this happening to someone because I'm being quiet? Why am I left to carry the burden of someone violating me for years while they live a life like they're a great person? So I had to deal with all of those moments of just carrying around this shame and feeling this heaviness about what someone did to me. You know? And I had to undo that feeling and let go of that fear because A lot of my anger was coming from the way that I show up and protect my kids. Why couldn't somebody do that for me? The way that I create boundaries for my children so they're safe and never violated by people who are around them. Why didn't somebody do that for me? And so I had to do my part as a mom to figure out where to put my anger about that and go to therapy and see how I could work through it. And slowly but surely, I started to share what happened to me with people who were close to me that knew this person. Right? And I think it made the people around me understand me more. Okay? It made the people around me understand why I don't like being around a whole bunch of people. Why I don't like going to big family gatherings. Why I don't like being at parties. Why I don't like not knowing who's around. You know? Why I'm not very open and trusting of everybody. Okay? Why I'm very picky with my people. It all comes from me feeling like I was short-sighted on how I can develop healthy relationships with men because I was violated by one. So I always had limits on how I had relationships with men because I needed to protect myself. I spent a lot of my childhood, my teen years, and my 20s parenting myself in a way of protection. Now, I'm not taking any credit from my mom because she did the best that she could with what she knew. But this is the thing. Your parents cannot be everywhere you are, especially single parents. And what's so important for me to say, even when I was in a two-parent home and my parents were married, I still was violated. So it really doesn't matter if you come from a single-parent home or a two-parent home. It can happen to any child, anywhere. But what makes it harder is your child not having the words to explain what's happening to them or what happened to them. And them having to carry that for years. So, it's very important for you to have these talks with your kids. It's very important for you to share your own experiences with your kids. I remember growing up and my mom shared her experience with me of her being raped. So a lot of times it's very much generation after generation that carry a trauma where it becomes normalized and you just do the best with it. But sometimes that attitude of you just doing the best with it is very like you're brushing it off. You're giving the person who's trying to share with you an experience that has shaped how they deal with people a sense of shame because you're avoiding the conversation. Okay? And we have to stop trying to avoid the conversation because all it's doing is teaching your child to avoid bringing it up if it happens. Okay? Marital rape is a thing. Spousal rape is a thing. Talked about that a little bit earlier. Even if you're married, if someone that you're married to is forcing you to do sex acts, forcing you to have sex and you don't want to, harming you, threatening you, that's an act of rape. You know, that's a thing. And it affects us. It affects us emotionally. It affects us mentally. It affects us socially. It affects us physically. Still to this day, I do not like being looked at and admired by people too much. You know, if someone points out that I'm beautiful or I can feel them staring at me, and I don't feel comfortable. And it's not that they're doing something wrong, is the stare and the looks and the attraction came from someone who violated me a long time ago. So now when people do it a lot of times and they do it too long and I'm uncomfortable, it's triggering. Something I still deal with. You know, a lot of people might FaceTime me and I'm only like halfway in the video because I can feel people digesting me by looking at me. Even full body pictures. It took me decades to get comfortable with a full body picture. I want to say in June. Was it June? Yeah, in June when my favorite cousin came to visit for her birthday and we celebrated our birthdays together. I couldn't tell you the last time I took a full body picture. You know, just to have me seen by people. And it was so ironic is people see me post, you know, outfits that I might wear most of the times on social media. But as far as me being dressed up and a man admiring me and liking me and wanting to see me dressed up as a woman, oh my gosh, that attention makes me so uncomfortable. Even this idea of being proposed to in public, that type of attention makes me so uncomfortable. And it's like one of those things where I wish that experience as a little girl never happened to me, because who would I be now if that never made me uncomfortable? How open would I be? What other experiences would I've been able to have if that was not my experience? And so that's why I'm very big on preventing this to happen to your children, because what happens to you as children a lot of time is against your will, because you have less choices creating boundaries for yourself. Okay? As a child, you're told what to do, where to go, what to say, what to wear, when to do things. And it's so like, there's a limited amount of protection there if your parents aren't there to protect you. When it comes to sexual assault, SA, that's touching anywhere, any of your body parts inappropriately. That's your chest area, your back area, your buttocks, your private genital area, okay? Your mouth, people putting their mouth on you. It's a violation. It shouldn't happen at all. Inappropriate touching involves physical harm. And it has to be against your wants. So if you didn't want it to happen and someone physically touched you, that's inappropriate touching. That is sexual assault. Okay? And again, if the person is an adolescent, they cannot consent. So be mindful of those kids who are outside all day without parents, because I was around kids who I knew were going in people's apartments from house to house, playing manhunt, going through apartment basements, doing truth or dares in basements where the laundry room was. That was a thing for us. Now, I can't speak for everybody's kids, but there's still kids that be outside at an age where I'm just like, why are you outside by yourself, you know? But I'm not one of those parents where my kids could be like, we going outside or we going down the street on our bikes. And I'd be like, all right, see you later. I'm not that. We'll never be that. Not going to happen. Sorry, that won't be my children's experience. But for a lot of us kids who grew up in the 90s or were born in the 80s or were born in the 70s, we were outside like it was our job. Like it was a 9-to-5 without any parents watching. Going to stores, buying stuff, talking to adults, going to friends of friends' apartments, going to friends of friends' houses, playing games, eating other people's food, going in basements, crossing major intersections, playing in creeks. You know what I'm saying? We were outside. And unfortunately, I know too much. Unfortunately, I know I have an app where it tells me where all of the people who have sexual assault cases live. It tells me what they did. It tells me if the act was too explicit, I could call a precinct and get details. And I like to know who's in my community. I like to know who's in my neighborhood. I like to know, you know, okay, got tip on you, got tip on you. So I'm just aware. Like, we want to live a good life. We want to be safe. We want our kids to be safe, but we cannot be aloof. We cannot have this illusion of everything's great. Nothing's going to happen. Nobody wants to violate my kids. Nobody wants to take advantage of me. Nobody wants to pull the wool over my eyes, because that's a lie. Okay? So get to know your kids' friends. Get to know their parents. Get to know the people your kids hang around. Get to know the people that your kids work with. Listen to their conversations about how they're treated. Be mindful of the people at churches. Be mindful of the babysitter that know the family for years. Be mindful of the person that you're dating, the person that you're married to. Be mindful of siblings. Okay? Because it can happen with anyone to anyone. But when we make that conversation more fluid, more of a norm, then it takes the shame away from it. And it makes people who think they're going to violate uncomfortable because, oh, I know your mom talked to you about this, so I don't feel like being told on, so I'm going to leave you alone. Well, I know you'd be the first one to tell, because I tell my girls all the time, don't let no one tell you anything to make you do something you don't want to do. Don't let no one touch you. Don't let no one do anything to you and then tell you, if you tell your mom, I'm going to do this to your mom. You tell me. You tell me. You tell me or your dad or you tell one of my friends, but you tell me. No one should be touching you here. No one should be in the bathroom when you're doing this. No one should be lotioning you. No one should be touching you at school. No one should be touching you on the bus. No one should be touching you on the way home. The guy at the grocery store should not be touching you. The person at the counter when you buy candy should not be touching you. You don't need to go around the back and get anything. Talk to them, because people will try to find the kid that nobody pays attention to do things to. People will try to find the kid that's great at sports, smart in academics, to dim their light, to take something from them. Okay? That kid in the neighborhood who always outside, clothes dirty, nobody really pays attention to him. Nobody really pays attention to her. Oh, she just lives on the street. Those kids that just get looked over be the most violated, because people see them as, oh, nobody's going to check. Nobody's going to ask. Okay? Children who are super kind to everybody, protect them, because there is somebody waiting to violate them. Waiting to steal their sunshine, that they have their light. And then you'll see a child go from very outgoing, very happy, very bubbly, to being very quiet. I don't want to do anything. I don't like that anymore. I want to be in my room. I don't want to play anymore. You know, you go to hug them and they flinch. They in the bathroom, they need a towel, you go to give them a towel and they flinch. Or they shut the door real fast. Like, you have to be able to pick up on it. And if you don't know, talk to people who have been abused. Talk to people who have been violated so they can explain to you how they act before and what they were doing after. And most times people listen to people who have been violated and they'd be like, oh my God, that's how my brother used to act before and now he does this. Or that's how my sister was and now she's just completely different. Things happen to people that change people. And it's not always for the good. It's not always for the best. Things happen to me as a kid that I will have to live with.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this show and enjoy this episode. I know I'm dropping gems for y'all. I know I am, because that's just what I do. I appreciate every listen and every download and every share. So if you see me clipping on social media, share that shit because I appreciate it. Speaking of sharing, not only are you supporting this podcast, but you're supporting all the other podcasts that I do that can be found on shambipodden.com. That is a website where I put everything that I'm working on, whether it's books, whether it's merch, whether it's links to support me or support the people who support me. It can be found on that website. Also, there is a monthly, I want to say it's like a newsletter, but it's not really like a newsletter because I'm not emailing y'all with y'all spam emails that y'all don't even check anyway. But if you want any updates regarding podcasting tips or what I have going on, every month I give a updated, detailed what's going on with me info on that website. I also blog on that website, so I might create different articles on that website. Sharing those links helps support me. So if you're looking to support me, do that. I also do other podcasts that can be found on there. Each podcast has their own page. I am working on a lot of other collaborations this year, and you can find me on some people's live shows this year. You know, just staying busy, Shambi Podden, okay? You can email me about business, okay? My email can be found on that website because I know how some people get, okay? I am here to create and to share knowledge. That is what I do. Everyone around me is great. Therefore, if you listen to me, you are searching for greatness, and I appreciate you. I hope you enjoy the show, and don't forget to follow me, add me, and check out Shannon Pods on YouTube. Sometimes I do video record my episodes, but not all the time because I'm just not that girl. My audience is not on YouTube, but I know some people like the YouTube spaces. But back to the show.
That'll always be in the back of my mind. And I have to work around that. I have to be honest about that. And so this episode right here is informative for a reason. If you haven't talked to your child, talk to your child. If you experience this as a kid, as a young woman, as a young man, talk to your sons, talk to your daughters. And when you talk to your sons, tell them the same thing you would tell your daughters. And when you talk to your daughters, tell them the same thing you would say to your sons. Because a violation is a violation. My name is Shan. I am the mama of the girls. This was a real one, okay? If you need to play this again, play it again. If you need to take a break, take a break. But I'm happy I got to share this one with you guys. I'm happy I got to talk about it. And I just want kids to be able to be kids for the short time that they're allowed to be kids, because you have so many years to be an adult. You have so many years to make choices about your body. You have so many years to pick the people that you want to share your body with. And when you do pick people that you want to share your body with, be picky. You have a right to be picky. You get one body, one life. You know, a lot of people are dealing with this new hookup culture where you don't ask no questions, you know, you just do this, everything is a great time, you don't want no titles, it's whatever, hee hee ha ha, and it's not that. It's not that. Talk to your kids about HIV, talk to them about oral sex, talk to them about sex in places, what's considered sex, how you can get sexually transmitted diseases. Like, talk to them about it at all. Stop acting like because you didn't talk to your kid, they don't know nothing about it. Because now with these smartphones, your kid is one Google away. One person sends a picture, sends a picture, sends a picture. You know how many group chats your kid is probably in? You know how many kids have smartphones on a family plan and that child has naked videos and pictures in their phone and their parents have no idea because they have great grades, because they play sports, because they feel like they're very involved. My kid wouldn't do that. My kid knows better. Check their phones. Check their phones. My kids do not have smartphones at all. I don't think they're prepared for it. I think smartphones are a distraction. I understand that in today's time, you want to make sure that you are in contact with your child where they can reach you, but you have to know your child's personality. You know, have to know if your child's mature enough to take a break from it. And there's so many people waiting for your child to get a cell phone, waiting for them to have a conversation or a text with the wrong person, waiting to pull up. Pull up to your house and feel like they have a right to. Like, this is the world that we live in. You cannot give your child access to the world and don't think that the world wants access to your kids. And you don't want to talk to them about what's in the world. Okay? But yeah, you can check me out on shambypodden.com, the CZYWMB pod on Twitter and on IG. You can DM me, you can email me, and yeah. This one right here. Peace.
Is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Zaxby's just out Philly the Philly again. The Zaxby's Chicken Philly is back with garlic aioli, sautéed peppers and onions, decadent melty cheese, and your choice of Zaxby's signature crispy chicken fingers or delicious grilled chicken. But it's only back for a limited time, so enjoy it while you can. No pressure. It's just the greatest sandwich of all time on a ticking clock. Order the Chicken Philly today. Who's got the sauce? Zaxby's.